Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Let's be very intentional as we bless him this morning. Say, Father, we'll give you praise. Just go ahead, lift your voice and be intentional about it. Be intentional about it and give him praise. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. We thank you. We honor you for the great work you're doing in Sphere of Light Church, the heart of your people. We're grateful. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, Lord. Oh, shente, oh, shente. Oh, we thank you for Sphere of Light Church Lagos, for Sphere of Light Church Ife, for Sphere of Light Church Ibadan, and for Sphere of Light Church Abuja. I'm grateful. We bless you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. Say that amen again loud and clear. Amen. Amen. All right, please be seated. I'm going to teach not so briefly, because there might be more need to stay on this subject for a while, depending on how the Holy Spirit helps us. These are a year of mastery in Sphere of Light Church. And the implication of that is that it is that year that we come into accuracy. Amen. Now, Paul speaking says, I do not fight as one that is beating the air. Another translation says, as one that is shadow boxing. So mastery suggests that we have true revelation of God's word, known what to do by the Spirit. Amen. Let me lay a quick foundation. Now, one of the things that I'm a very strong advocate for is the efficacy of the word. That you see, if the word of God is true and it is God who said it, it can be trusted again and again. And the results should not be something that is coincidental. It should be predictable. Amen. Meaning that if you understand revelation, if you have revelation, you have the word as touching the working of miracles. Miracles should not happen once in a while. It should happen again and again. Do I have an amen to that? Meaning if you have a word about prosperity, prosperity should not be a function of chance. Even in the midst of drought, the word should be able to produce the result. All right? If the word of God is the word of God, it functions regardless of environment. And that's one of the things I'm a strong advocate for. Because again and again, I've seen Christians fight as one beating the hair, not knowing what to do specifically to get the result they should get. And because we've not been able to duplicate result again and again, we've become tool of mockery in the hands of the devil. Amen. We've become tool of mockery in the hands of the devil. I was speaking with a friend recently, I think some 2 days ago. And we're talking about ministers that raise the dead. And it pointed my attention to, of course, I know about Smith Wigglesworth, who will take dead bodies and slam the bodies against the wall with slaps and many things. So we watched the video together on YouTube of an Indian man that died, and a set of ministers rose the man from the dead. Now, the things, what I discovered in that video was that the way they minister to the man who had died is not in manner of maybe you should wake up. It is with absolute revelation that this fellow is coming back. I mean, with slaps, are you following what I'm saying? And a lot of jackings and all that, that this fellow is coming back to life. And the fellow came back to life. Now, that is how well the word can be trusted, if you have found it. Are you following what I'm saying here? But, see, so I'm going to teach you on a subject, understandest thou what thou readest. Understandest thou what thou readest. Understandest thou what thou readest. And the aim of this teaching is to bring believers out of the realm where you shadow box. Are you following what I'm saying here? But a place of absolute revelation of scriptures. Absolute revelation of scriptures. Can I have quickly Proverbs chapter number 24, all right, from verse 1. Proverbs 24 from verse 1. Quickly. Proverbs 24 from verse 1. Now, Paul speaking, I'm going to read from verse 2 before I go principally into the subject I'm teaching. Proverbs 24. Now, let's start the reading from verse 3. It says, true wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is what? Established. So if we're going to get believers established, if we're going to get believers standing and enduring the tribulations that is to come, if we're going to get believers standing and lasting, it means that we must get them to understand. Now, there are many people in church who hear messages but don't understand. And they begin to manifest certain traits and characters that can bring disappointment. Because knowledge is not a sign of understanding necessarily. Are you following what I'm saying here? Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen, you may know something, but your mind can be changed on what you know by a greater level of conviction. But when you understand it, you know the in and out. Do you get what I'm saying here? Nobody can convince you against what you understand. Now, the issue is this. When you know it, tribulations may take it from you. You cannot say nothing can separate us from the love of Christ until you are established through understanding. A lot can separate you from Jesus if you are not established through what? Understanding. Do you get what I'm saying? Listen, though. Because that you repeat what Paul said doesn't mean you have the same experience. It was Paul who said, nothing shall separate us from the love of Christ. The man speaking was a man who had gone deep in certain knowledge. Do you understand what I'm saying? The route to that is that you are not just taught Bible. You are made to understand. And the way for that to happen is that the Holy Spirit will have to brood on your heart. And it has to be consistent reading. And I know what I'm saying. And the reason why I'm sharing this, why you need to understand this. And all right, this is workers' meeting. I'm going to give a few warnings. But listen, give me this scripture. 1 Timothy chapter number 4. 1 Timothy chapter number 4. Now we start the reading from verse 1. 1 Timothy 4 from verse 1. 1 Timothy 4 from verse 1. Now look at it. It says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Are you seeing that now? Giving heed to seducing spirit and doctrine of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, and having their conscience seared with hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meat, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believes and know the truth. For every creature of God is good and not to be refused. It should be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified with the word of God and prayer. Now look at this. It says that some shall depart from the faith. Some shall leave the faith. Some will leave the faith. If they were not a part of the faith, they will not leave the faith. Are you following what I'm saying here? So it means that we are in a season that more than ever before, we are going to see if care is not taken. And I'm speaking this as one that God has given a word, not just for Sphere of Light Church, but for the body of Christ. We are going to see increase in level of disappointment from believers you don't expect to disappoint, because you have rated them based on church appearance. You don't know how deep they are. Are you following what I'm saying here? One of the things that will happen in the last days is that many believers will disappoint. I mean, you say this brother is among the pastoral league in church. This brother, we used to think this brother talks in his shirt, wears tie, wears suit, comes to church. You have one-on-one conversation with him. You discover he is not who I thought he was, because you have rated the person based on appearance. Are you following what I'm saying here? And sometimes you talk with people, you feel they are deep, but a little wind, they are off. Something has happened. Oh, child, tribulation separate us. Now tribulation has come. When Jesus was giving description about a wise man, he said he built his house on the rock. When they talk about the foolish man is also a builder. And he may build a house that is finer, but just that the foundation where he built it is on the sand and the storm. Everybody prays for rain. Good things will check you out. Do you understand what I'm saying? What you don't know is that good thing is a problem to a believer who is not established. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me explain. Here's a boy pursuing a girl. He wants to marry the girl. Sometimes relationship. Babe, how you doing? I've missed you. You get what I'm saying? He's following the girl. Good morning. He wakes up with call in the morning just to hear your voice this morning. Have you done that before? You look like one who has done it. All right? Just to hear your voice this morning, how you doing, and all that. Oh, yes. Have you done it before? Okay. And the girl said, oh, so good to hear your own voice too. You see, and that goes on. The I miss you text messages. The have you eaten text messages. The can we hang out this evening text messages. And sometimes the girl will have the best of the guy until she says yes. You see, the moment she says yes, he stops pursuing, because he feels this is in the bag. And naturally, that's the way a man is wired. Every man has tended, a man is a goal getter. When he gets something, he goes for another goal. You see, and that's why if you ask, maybe 8 out of 10 women must have told their husband, 10 over 10 must have told their husband at least once or twice, that you don't love me again. Why? He has stopped pursuing. What came? Rain. That's not storm. Good thing that happened. Marriage. Isaiah 55:10 says that as the rain and the snow will not return back to heaven, but that it makes the earth bring forth bud and flourish, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, prosper in the purpose for which it is sent, shall not return back to me void. Now that's the description of what the word is. It is like a rain. When rain falls, it brings seed. It brings fruit. Are you following what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? What I'm trying to tell you is that God may have the best of you before he blesses you. And you will not know. Sometimes people are asking God, give me this, give me this. He's withholding it for his mercies and yours forever. Because you must understand, God is good. The goodness of God is not that what God has done looks good to you. The goodness of God is that in view of eternity, it is good. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't understand. It means that sometimes the way for God to extend his goodness is to not allow certain rain fall in your direction because your house is on the sand. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's the way it's being good. Oh, God, this year is the year I must break through to America. God says if you go to America this year, you will become a polygamous man. I saw something one of our pastors wrote, Pastor Wale wrote this on, I said, this is very deep. He said, when Gehazi was running to meet, what's that guy's name again? Naaman. If his journey had been slow, he would think he has a problem. There's a way he put, let me read what he wrote because that thing is too deep. You need to hear it yourself. Not too many things get my attention. But when I see stuff. Alright, look at it. He said, if Gehazi had run after Naaman but missed him, he would have felt unblessed. Do you understand that? If when Gehazi was running after Naaman, if he had missed Naaman, he would have felt unblessed. But he caught up and felt blessed. While in the real sense, it was an accursed endeavor. You understand what I'm saying? Meaning that there are things that you must not succeed at. It will be a success that people will clap for you, but you have actually failed. Let me tell you this. If you don't understand this thing, you are going to live a competitive life. You will. And you will not know. One of the manifestations of competitive life is envy. You will not be able to stand God doing something for your neighbor without doing it for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because there are things you are saying God has not done, and you are asking for deliverance. Meanwhile, you are saying, God, deliver me from your blessing. Because at that stage of your life, its definition of blessing is that you don't achieve it. If you get what you want, will you? All right. If you get what you want, will you want what you get? Are you following what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me tell you something now. Because you don't understand. How many of you you've seen online? Somebody married a man. They have misunderstanding. The man stabbed the woman to death. You've seen that a lot. Recently, it's been women stabbing husband. Be careful. Oh boy. I will just tell you once, all of you that are looking at me like this. Be careful. Be careful. There's none of you here that is married. Be careful. Meanwhile, if when they were asking that man that if when the guy was asking the girl out that we kill him, if the girl had said no, he might have cried. Meanwhile, somewhere along the line, this fellow will take his life. Do you understand what I'm saying? Be careful of how you judge God. He's not your mate. He doesn't see as you see. There are things you cry you have lost. Is it really a loss? There are relationships that led to a life that is not a loss. Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because if you don't understand this, it's going to cost you a lot. But that's not where I'm going. This is a foundation I'm laying. Now this is where I'm going because I'm teaching you on the subject. Understandest thou what thou readest. The purpose of understanding is to root you. Let me say this though. I can't be carried away by how deep anybody sounds. A man of understanding may not have utterance, but he will last. There are people who are orators. They are like chaffs before the wind. Do you get what I'm saying? So I don't rate men by how deep they sound. That guy is deep. God. You follow what I'm saying? There's a boy that used to come after one of my daughters like that. suit, everything, speaking English, this proposal, this. I spoke to the boy once or twice. I said, God, if you are still God, deliver this girl from him. Fine speech, but shallow young man. And most times it is dangerous when you are loud and stupid. It is wrong advertisement. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Bible says even if a fool keeps quiet, people would think he's wise. So if you are not sure whether you are wise or foolish in a matter, silence is the neutral ground. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't understand. See, let me say this to you. It is not everything you give voice to. It is not everything. But be careful. If you build your esteem on agreement of people, be careful. You will agree with wrong things. Let me just leave it there. Particularly those of you who use social media. In a year, maybe I like more than, less, my wife knows, maybe less than, in an entire year, far less than 30 posts or something. I don't just, because first, you see, a little journey in this body has shown me that it might be the truth, but we need to know who is talking. Okay. Are you aware that the truth can be dangerous depending on who is using it? Do you get what I'm saying? What you have said may be a statement of fact, but we need to know who you are at war with and who you are sending the message to. So I will not partner with you in sin. You've not seen things. So at certain level, the truth is not just the truth. We need to know the speaker, we need to know the depth it is coming from. So you see that as you mature, one of the characteristics you will have is decorum. Because you are seeing things from a different lens. Are you following what I'm saying here? Self light, are you following what I'm saying here? Now I want to show you a scripture. And I've been laughing since 3 a.m. I've been on this. And it's been amazing. Because, I could just see a lot of experience in university days, pastoring on campus, and everything in this scripture. Now, let's look at it. When you hear that topic, understandest thou what thou readest, you know it is Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 8. And let me say this to you. I had the privilege of being raised from a Bible-teaching and Bible-believing church where we were taught the word cover to cover. Amen. And one of the disciplines of the church is that whenever a chapter of the Bible is opened, you must have an idea of what is in it, even if you can't quote it. That is how much you must have eaten the word. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now look at Acts 8. Now, the Holy Ghost speaking to Philip. Acts 8 is a very robust scripture because a revival had just broken out. Now look at it. Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 8. Let's start the reading from verse 26. Acts 8 from verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, go towards the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under the Candace of Queen of Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. While he was returning, he sat on his chariot. He was reading Isaiah the prophet. Yes. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join yourself to his chariot. 30 now. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? Amen. Now, this is a very interesting one. This is by the finger of God. Philip was actually coming from what would be described as a powerful revival. And the Holy Ghost said to him, go and turn towards that way that goes towards Gaza. Because a man is going to pass there. Now imagine the Holy Ghost said to you, a man is going to pass. And then they say, I want you to go to some place, so just go there. And then you say, somebody is going to pass. The Holy Ghost said, join yourself with the person. You saw the person. Ah, as you met the person is reading Bible. What will likely be your response? Wow, I didn't even know that we are the same. I didn't even know that you are my brother in the Lord. No wonder the Holy Ghost led me. You see, you have shut the mouth of God. You didn't know why he sent you there. You just saw something he's doing on face value. You start talking. I didn't even know. I don't wonder the Holy Ghost said, I don't have met a covenant friend. But Philip said, do you understand what you are reading? So people can be reading Bible. Do you look at the response of the man. Verse 31, quickly. Acts 8:31. And he said, how can I, Jesus Christ, understandest thou? He said, how can I? Are you seeing that the Holy Ghost may actually point you to a sister? And just coming around that here, I'm hosting some prayer meeting. Say, that's it. God has been speaking. Meanwhile, that's a mentee. This fellow is struggling with growth, struggling with prayer. Say, no wonder. I knew when God kept me awake at night that this, the guy said, how can I? Unless someone guides me. And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. The issue is that you begin with hearing God. You end with you speaking. That's why you land in trouble. But why did Philip? That's the question. I mean, because, do you understand what I'm saying? Why do you see somebody? Because be seen. I want to say this again. Not everybody in church understands. Let me show you now. I will share with my wife. Something happened recently. I mean, most of you must have seen it. A young man from this same Abuja. You saw the story. That got up recently. And said, so and so pastor, refund back my tithe. He said, you said it's heavenly investment. I'm not interested in heaven again. How many of you saw that video? You didn't see it. Okay. He went to Shara reporters. You know Nigeria. There are people who are excited when topics like this comes out. And my God. I unless God raise ministries of men who bring preservation to what we call revival, there will be trouble. I'm going to show you. Because I'm teach this now, I'm going to find a way to now spread it so you can understand. Do you understand what I'm saying? This guy that went and he said, pastor, I want to give him back my tithe. Give him back everything. He said, I'm not interested in heaven again. When I look at that, I look at it with my heart grieving. Say, my God, I think David was one with me. Yeah. What is this? I was asking, are you hearing what this guy is saying? Said he heard. I went further and investigated and searched out the guy online. Now, something touched my heart when the guy was talking. He said, I went through membership class. He said, I went through school of discipleship. I went through ministry school. You understand what I'm saying? He said, I went through membership class in this church. I went through school of discipleship. I went through school of ministry. He brought out the certificate, but yet he did not understand. We are certifying people for what they don't understand. Because understanding goes beyond passing to get certificate. Understanding goes beyond starting in church, and then now you've been promoted from being a worker to become a minister. You can have a minister who does not have understanding about Jesus. And please be careful. Because you may marry a guy because he's hot. If he's not God, the guy can become an herbalist tomorrow. In fact, I know a guy now who is an herbalist who used to be a pastor. I'm not telling you something that I heard. This guy is a practicing herbalist right now as we speak. But he used to be a pastor. I won't mention the church. Because what we have now, are you following what I'm saying? Is that people come to church and say, when I join worker, and then I'm going to be coming frequently, then from there, the church will promote me, and then they will start trusting me with some opening prayer and some all those things. They don't understand. And as we push people up, They are building career without a calling. More managers, no pastors. What do they manage? Attendance, tithe, offering. The church is no longer gauged based on transformation. You understand what I'm saying? It's a serious matter. It's a very serious matter. When I look at such matter, I look at it with fear and trembling. I was asking God, after all, the people who are seated today who say they are listening, how can we really predict that this is a man that will stand the test of time? The Lord said, understanding. Have you seen people in church before that are ministers? They were doing everything every other person is doing. Suddenly you discover that they were never part of the system. Do you understand what I'm saying? Manifesting certain traits, manifesting people come to church. Ministers, this, sit down. The Bible says they come as my people come. Look at it now, Ezekiel 33, from verse 31. Ezekiel 33, 31, because I'm teaching you something very important here. Sometimes you are surprised in a church. What is going on now? Worship is going on. One of the top sisters has gone to marry an imam. You are wondering, sister so and so. She did not understand. You are surprised. What? Worship. When this guy stretches his hand, power is moving. He has impregnated two sisters. What's happening? They don't understand. Do you understand what I'm saying? I know what I'm talking about. I asked for a scripture. Look at it now. Ezekiel 33. Now, give me this scripture in Message translation. Look at it. It said they show up as people tend to do. They sit in your company. They listen to you speak, but they don't do a thing you say. They flatter you with compliments. And this, oh my God. You see, if you are going to lie as a pastor, I bet you sincerely, people will give you seats. They shower you. I said something very painful. Because you see, let me say this to you. Unless you have someone who has worked with me for a while or you are in the spirit, you may not understand my little steps and the things I do. Are you following what I'm saying? In fact, there is tendency for you to be offended, pro max. I used to have a boy. Because all this nonsense people are doing. Body of Christ. I used to have one of my boys. Every Thursday or Wednesday, I will receive more than 50 messages from the members of the ministry. You are our father, the one that God used to direct us. A message everywhere. Oh, daddy, we hail you. That is. I said, stop messaging me. I called him. Tell your people to stop messaging me right away. It is not honor. What honors me is that you hear my word and obey. Do you understand what I'm saying? And it says that people now know that the way to a pastor's heart is to go on Facebook and mention him and say, I want to celebrate my daddy, my this, my that. And they paint everything. And because the man of God too is bereaved of esteem. Now say, yes. Now share. That's my boy. You see, we have found a way to use charlatans and sycophants to build what is not. And people now know that one of the ways they pass, come with envelope, sow seed, and then hailing on his birthday. Oh boy, let me say this to you. For the past 3 years, I don't read birthday messages. I'm sorry. I know you've taken your time to write many things. God honors it. If you ever see a reply, it was not me. I have people that will sit with them and reply for me. And just help me reply everybody according to the works of their hand. Are you seeing that? So nobody will feel left. But that I will sit down and say, oh wow, this fellow is saying yes. How God has used Apostle Femi Lazarus. It's not me. Because many of those things are lies. You really be honest that you don't like this man that you are describing like this. Because you don't really like a good leader from the start. It takes understanding. Just be honest. I really don't like him. He's too hard on me. He's strict sometimes. I don't understand him. Put it there. Let's know. Speak your mind. Be free. I want to celebrate my papa in the Lord. Do you listen to him? No. Do you listen to his messages? No. If he instructs you now, will you obey? No. Do you follow him? No.
Do you understand this thing? We abuse psychophancy. And we have pastors have surrounded themselves with praise singers. And everybody is saying, oh, we hail you. Oh, we hail you. Oh, we hail you. The only thing they are not adding is Most High. And you are amazed. And listen, particularly if you feel God is calling to do ministry now, be careful. Because there are people who would have still been alive, even though that they did ministry. Do you understand what I'm saying? I know what I'm saying, though. I know what I'm saying. In fact, I'll tell you something. I prefer insults to praises. It will help me adjust. It will make me know I'm still a man. And let me know I can be insulted. Do you understand what I'm saying? That boy, he doesn't follow anything. Everybody's just ailing me. I said, you are thanking me for the work I'm not doing. Stop it. So I called him one day after a bulk of messages. And I said, from today, you are no longer my son. I release you. He was shocked. Because he's never seen anybody reject what is good. What have I done wrong? I release you. It's psychophancy. And it's from the pit of hell. And the moment I said that, he went and unfollowed me on all social media. I said, yes, that is it. I said, that is it. That's what I'm looking for. Do you understand what we are doing in church? Because you may not. You may not. And it's not about the number of years you've been hanging around church. It's not about the position you are holding. It's not even about whether you are the resident pastor or not. Let me share this with you. I'm not going to go into the story. Let me just leave it as what it is. But something happened. Let me just quote it. All right. I had a conversation with the pastor's wife and all that. She went to tell the husband, I don't know, this person, the way he spoke to me. The Sunday morning when they called altar call, pastor's wife was the first to come out. She told the husband that about 22 years as at then of their marriage, she was still a practicing Muslim, a pastor's wife. And they will say they want to lay hands on some people. They say, Pastor, Mommy Gio, come and lay hands. Do you understand that you can be in church, but you don't understand a thing? Even Philip that was talking in that scripture, actually, Philip did not just say what he said. He had just faced a disappointment. That's where he was coming from. Something had happened where he was coming from. So he was acting from that. Philip used to be different. If it was Philip few verses before that time, he would have just joined the auditorium, you know, and say, wow, a man of God, bless me too. Sheriff, teach me something. Some of these things are not humility. They are a sign you are a fool. Do you understand what I'm saying? Only a fool opens his mouth and talk anyhow. Oh, eat me with rev. This person needs God. But now you are saying, let's exchange what is on our head. And the head gets big, but the spirit is small. They can't resist anything. They can't carry it. Just one little flash of lost, gone. And because I'm teaching this because in the coming days, there are trees we think are standing because they are green. And just a little tap, they will fall off. We're in that season where there's going to be a lot of falling away. Can a nation be born in a day? But for Zion, as soon as she travels, she brings forth. The country is in a bedpank season. And we are going to start seeing the report card of the kind of men we have been raising. And most times, report cards are ugly. I remember changing the result in GSS 1. I came 33rd. You wonder what kind of school after 3 children in the class. My school did. I came 33rd out of 36 or thereabouts. I canceled 1-3 and left the remaining 3rd. I used TPEX. But what I did not do was to flip it to the back and look at it. So my father just did just that. And he saw 2-3s. He smiled. I said, go inside. Third, you came third. Yeah, red Bible, came third, yes. So I went inside. They give him special food, I heard. I can't forget, the following day we're in mathematics class. Then I looked towards the window and I heard a sound. That's my father's car. He was parking. Then he came down from the car, opened the back seat and brought out what looked like a cane. I was coming, not smiling. I said, I'm finished. Immediately, I was cold. I was shaking. I don't like trouble. I was cold. I was shivering. I was shaking. I was sweating. Then somebody came from staff room and said, they are calling Lazarus. Then I saw my class teacher at the original one that the school had. And my father had the one that changed. The 33rd third. So he said to my teacher that, he's my son. I'm going to discipline him here. Oh, all the teachers are begging. He's a good boy. We don't know why he has done this. I don't know this. We don't know this. I joined my father in begging the teachers. Let him flog me here. Please let him flog me here. Because they didn't allow. They said, he's going to change. He will not do this again. So, as I got to the house, I said, I'm not going to enter this house. So I opened the door. I was going to throw my bag inside, then run. As I threw my bag, somebody held my hand. See, the rest is history. Amen. The rest is history. But we do certain things because we do not have understanding. And most of those things are the things that comes back to haunt our destinies. But let me show you where Philip was coming from. Philip was not that kind of minister who was patient. Look at it now. There was a revival. Something had happened. Alright. Let's go to that same. Act of the Apostles, chapter number 8. Alright, let's start the reading from verse. They had just finished killing Stephen, one of the deacons appointed at the same time Philip was appointed. And most times when you persecute the church, a new level of revival breaks out. But that's a level. Hey, how do I help? It is a level of maturity of the church that... Let me leave it, okay? So, we come there some other time. But look at it. Acts chapter number 8 from verse 4 now says, therefore, so having killed Stephen, they've gone to bury him. So therefore, they were scattered abroad and went everywhere preaching the word. And Philip went down to the city of Samaria and he preached Christ to them. And the people, everyone with one accord, all right, eat to the things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. And many taken with palsies were lame. So many powerful things happened in that meeting, and there was great joy in the city. Now verse 9 began to say, but there was a certain man called Simon, which before time the same city, or in the same city, used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. So he was pretending to be a prophet, but he was using sorcery. To whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest. He was in charge of the territory. This man, all right, they said, this man is the great power of God. To him they had regard because that long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. So what Philip did was that they got born again, he baptized them by immersion. And Simon himself believed also. That's the sorcerer. He believed. You see, people can believe and not change. Oh, have you accepted Jesus? Yes, he has accepted, but he has not changed. You see, salvation is the entry point. The idea is not for Jesus to come and be living rent-free. The idea is for a work to be done within you and then through you. Okay? That's the idea. So he baptized, continued, and he baptized. You know, I mean, the great sorcerer has been baptized. Said, oh, wow! Revival! Something powerful happened in Samaria today. Oh, wow! Great! Oh, wow! He got baptized. He's a changed man now. If he was a singer, they give him mic. Come and start singing. Now he's changed. He's no longer singing hip-hop. He's singing for Jesus. See? We give people platform without training them. We wonder why they fall off. Oh, he's a changed man now. He's a changed man now. He used to be a pop singer. But now the changed man has impregnated 8 girls in church. Because change is not necessarily understanding. Sometimes people have not changed, only changed clothes. Still the same guy. If you wear a suit on a madman, shave his hair, and do everything, cream his body and all that, it will look normal. Right? Until you draw a cow on the wall and say, push it. And he will say, I can't push it because I'm not mad. You say, wow, he's fine now. I say, you can't push the car. I say, he's not mad. He's fine now. Then he goes forth to tell you, how will we draw a car without drawing the key? You say, what? He say, he's madder than mad. So Simon was baptized and continued with Philip. So as he baptized, quickly was recruited. Pastoral squad. And was amazed seeing the miracles and signs which were done. Yes. Verse 14 now. Quickly, please. Now the apostles were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word. Now they heard the young man we sent to Samaria turned the place upside down. And they decided to send some elders. And they sent Peter and John to them. Verse 15. And when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet was falling upon none of them, only that they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through the laying of on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. That was when they discovered this guy did not understand anything. Imagine if you are Philip and you are pastoring a branch of Sphere of Light Church. And you have shared a testimony and say, wow, apostle, look at what is happening in our branch. So, so and so person. And then he comes there himself and have a one-on-one conversation in your presence. You discover that this fellow is saying, take money. Give me the grace. Because now that has become a legal practice. What Peter rebuked then is now legal. It's legal. Because people just believe that once you can put some things in a brown envelope, you can carry all that is on a man. It doesn't work that way. Okay? It doesn't work that way. Now discover, so you come, your greatest testimony now becomes the greatest source of reproach. How do you think Philip will be? So Philip discovered that he does not understand. So when God said, look at the Ethiopian eunuch, that's why he could ask him, I have been scammed before. You understandest thou. That's where it came from. I'm not going to assume that because it is the Bible you are reading, you know it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? I have examples. I have examples. But I'm careful. How that sometimes you'll be amazed. People can go through the same baptism and yet some are not wet. And you are wondering, oh, listen to this. It is not everyone who is listening and is listening with their heart. Many people in church, low-key, are confused. And there are many people that are in church today, but they will become the future Boko Harams against the church. By that I mean people who has now found ministry in castigating the church. I've shared this, and I don't share this story because it is something I feel hot about, but I share the story because for some reasons it gave me certain level of amazement when it happened that my heart sank. Are you following what I'm saying here? I mean, it gave me certain level of amazement. I remember as a ministry, and you see, you may not understand yet, but if God is calling you to ministry, one of the things that must happen to you as a pastor is that God must really hold your heart. Because you will see things sometimes and you wonder, I've been taught, I mean, look, how would you think Jesus would have seen Peter? That with all the things you have gone through, you can deny me before a small girl. Now, how do you now think he will see Judas? You read of how he appointed everyone except Judas, because Judas came from the, he came from the scratch. He came from the very beginning. It was the one that betrayed Jesus with it. He came from the beginning. Now you wonder, how can you, having seen all these things, and yet you have the effrontery? People can sit for years, but I have no understanding. Are you following what I'm saying here? People can sit for decades, but I have no understanding. People can even preach, but I have no understanding. I remember this story. The church was just starting. We had a covenant practice. Every January of the year, we fast. At the end of the month, we give our first fruit. Oh, my God. Say, this boy, this is what we do. He's a minister in the church. He said, ask him, first fruit, did God give me this job? I've never heard it. My heart sank when I heard it. He said, I work hard and studied and I got the job. Now, there are things you will think people know until you check them out. So when Philip now said, from henceforth, when I see men who look religious and they look sound and carry the Bible, it is not an endorsement to jump on them. No. Let's check their level of understanding, because they may not be there. And I'm saying this because I know we are in that season that they will be falling away in the body of Christ. The report card of ministers and ministries will be given to them. The epistles of the ministry are the kind of men you have raised. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? If the new Nigeria you are asking for is being delayed, it is to the advantage of the church. The church does not understand that every nation that left from the third world country and moved to this, revival died with it. When Europe broke into prosperity, the move ceased. Because most times we have founded the men who can thrive in the days of adversity, but they cannot thrive in the days of prosperity. You see, while it looks like people are crying and shouting everywhere, I sit and I look at things and my eyes shiver and I say, God, you are the one who really knows how deep these things are. And for you to know that some of these things are not deep. Where are those guys you all shouted and prayed together on campus? And many of them will never return back to knowing that God, they used to know God called them on campus, but now they don't believe anymore. Then in revival, the noise is loud. But is it that deep? If the way people hold hands and are praying, and if that is the way it happens in the closet, this nation would have been turned upside down. If care is not taken, we'll just have men who are marking registers. I've also done 8 hours. How many hours have you done? So I've done 24. I remember somebody came to me and I said, what's the longest time you have prayed? I said, this is the longest time I prayed. The following week, fellow went to do times two. Came back. I said, it's not by that. You don't perfect these things in the energy of the flesh. You are not breaking any record. There's no Guinness record for prayer. It's an activity of the spirit. We don't understand. And I love the body of Christ, but even when I look at Sphere of Light Church, and at one point I had to honestly admit that sincerely it is not the quality of what we teach that raises men. That is the truth. If it is the quality, everybody should be men of stature. And if it was the quality, why should Judas be under Jesus? What will I preach that Jesus did not preach? By what grace will I preach that Jesus did not preach? So I had to go and meet an elderly minister. I said, please, sir, just tell me, which of these raises men? Is it the quality of the word or the structure of the house? He said, none of the above. You can take a horse to the river. You can't force it to drink. If care is not taken, we will raise people in church who are potential time bombs. And particularly pastors who don't settle down to teach the word. You force it down their throat. They are not understanding and they are offended. They respect. Pow! One day they explode. Again, I'm asking you, understand this, that what we read. Until you have seen men sit in church, but you discover they are not in touch. They are not here. Everything, if you are discouraged as a minister, because I've passed through that phase. I look at her, I say, what is happening? Oh God, why did you call me now? I mean, I could have, believe me. Are you following what I'm saying? I know what I'm saying, though. I can't be telling you stories. Just see things, you say, ah. Sometimes it's the test of mammon, mammon. I offended apart. Jesus called my attention. John 6, he had 512 disciples. He taught one deep things. They were left with 12. John 6. Are you following what I'm saying there? I mean, John 21. Out of that 12, 8 went back to fish. One had denied him. Act 1. The one that Jesus came back and said, you are Peter now. Jesus is, if you love me, keep my sheep. Was now asking Jesus, having done 3.5 years of ministry, what we call the greatest ministry on earth, Peter did not know the mission statement. You understand what I'm saying? He said, have you come to restore the kingdom back to Israel? Are you saying I came to die for political reasons? I'm saying that people say, does not mean they understand. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are people who are professional, deep, it's me. They don't understand. And sometimes when people undo the word, and I'm telling you, and the reason why I do not get easily impressed is not because I look down on people, but because I have seen people who are deep, but their lifestyle is not. So I honestly take my time and check the man who is talking. Is it just a revelation? And you know, revelation can be scavenged. You can hear from someone, flesh it up a little to it to sound new. Every new thing edifies the soul. So if you have soulish people, all you have to give them is new things. They'll be edified. But spiritual men are not. Particularly if you have knowledge of history, you'll be humble. You'll not even be carried away by your own success. That's why I let me leave it. All right? So again, the Lord is asking you this question this morning. Understandest thou? Do you understand? Because we can be here and we don't know a thing. And so God said, Spirit of Life Church is going to Abuja. Ah. Why are we going to Abuja? Is it because so that by the time they introduce Apostle Femi Lazarus all the way from Abuja? You know, that can be a reason. And you can fast and pray marathon for wrong reasons that you don't know. You can. Your heart is deeper than that now. The heart of man is deep. You don't understand? God, why are we going? If we are coming here to do what every other person is doing, then why send us? I'm not going to just jump and say, oh yes, I've been desiring it. I've never desired this place. I've never. It's not in my plan, as it were. But do you understand? We believe you are a Christian. We think God's hand is upon you, but understandest thou? What we believe may not be true. I want you to bow your head and ask God and say, Father, help me. And please give me understanding. Please give me understanding. That I will not go through this like one who has gone through a river and is not wet. Please give me understanding. I don't want to betray the purpose of the kingdom. Please give me understanding. Those of you who are ministers, of you who are leaders, people have estimations of you. And sometimes it's not true. It's not true what they assume. It's not true what they are thinking. Sometimes it's not true. And if while listening to this message, you found yourself like that, that I really do not understand, then tell God to help you. Say, my Father and my God, help me. Help me, Jesus. We give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. My Father, my God, I'm asking
concerning everyone who are in this workers meeting, those connected from Lagos, Lagos Church, those connected from Ibadan Church and Ife Church. My Father and my God, help everyone. Let it be impossible for anyone to fall away, Lord. I didn't hear that amen well enough. Amen. Whatsoever it takes, help the heart of your children. Amen. You said to David, you said, if your children forsake me and keep not my statutes, he said, with my rod will I chastise them, but my loving kindness will I not take away from them. No matter how hard anyone under the sound of my voice try to veer off, let it be impossible to fall away. Father, we ask for the spirit of understanding upon everyone. Release it, Lord. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Service starts.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.